Hi, I'm Bill Hancock, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care. Today, you'll hear from Janet and Travis. Their story is a perfect illustration of what it can look like for a foster family to demonstrate God's love by coming alongside a family in crisis. They took in three boys whose parents had a history of drug abuse. As they cared for the boys, the Lord began to move in their heart to not only care for the children, but for the birth parents as well. You're going to love this story. They begin to build a relationship with the birth parents, which eventually allowed the boys transition back into their home smoother and more effectively. This story illustrates what it looks like when the church and compassionate Christians come alongside families in crisis and demonstrate the unconditional love of God. I know you're going to enjoy this story.
We chose FaithBridge as our foster care agency for two reasons. One is they're a Christian agency, and two is they have this community of care model, which is different than any other agency we'd heard about before, which is really, it's a circle of support that goes around the foster family. So you can be involved in foster care, but you don't have to be a foster family. You can be a babysitter, you can be a driver, you can bring meals, and just really help support that foster family that has the foster kids in their house and support them in that way. So that was really what drew us to FaithBridge.
One of the ways that God grew my heart through this in a way that I never would have imagined is actually caring for the birth parents of our foster children. Easter came and we had three little boys living with us, and we had known the birth mother a little bit, and we had just really met the birth father, and we invited them to come to our house for Easter. And at first, my husband was a little concerned because these were children in state care. They were foster children. That means that their birth family does not know who we are. They may know our first names, but they don't know our last names. They don't know where we live. In most situations, they have a record, or there's obviously some other reason why the children have been removed.
And in my case in particular, I was quite apprehensive about letting them know where we lived. They had a history of drug use, and we didn't know them that well at all. And that Janet was ready to do that step sooner than I was ready to do that step. I didn't get into foster care to help the biological parents, but God grew my heart in that area in terms of inviting them into our home and getting to know them and coming alongside of them as well and supporting them and in their, as we've transitioned the kids back to them, we've been able to support them in that area as well. In our experience, the most rewarding thing that's come about for us as foster parents and watching the birth parents has really been our foster kids' biological dad. When they first came into care, it really looked like dad was going to disappear and not be involved in their lives. And to watch where he is today, 2 years later, has been really an amazing experience for us.
The thing that Richie would say changed him is I had taken some pictures and given them to Mom, and I made some copies for Dad as well, and I just gave them pictures of the kids so they could have pictures while they were separated from their children. And the boys were laughing and had smiles on their faces. And in front of the judge, Richie had said, "I've never seen my boys be this happy." And from there, he made a decision that he was going to be clean. And he had not been clean since he was a teenager. And he has become super dad. It is amazing to watch him. He loves his boys. He works hard to take care of his boys. And actually right now, the three boys are placed with their father as their primary caretaker. And he is doing it by himself.
So FaithBridge has been a support to us in supporting our biological parents, just from the fact of opening up their community of care to us and to the biological parents, supplying things like bunk beds, clothing, double strollers, some of those real basic necessities that they just didn't have as a family and they needed to make it.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Foster Care. If you'd like more information on how you could start a foster care ministry through your local church, go to faithbridgefostercare.org. And remember, This is our prayer for you, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.